WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The military has now conducted its 10th strike on a suspected drug-running boat. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth announcing that today. At least six people were killed. Rate of inflation up over the past month. Consumer price index showing we're all shelling out more for a lot of things.
Day to day, we're paying more for a lot of the basics. And that's what this report shows us. Inflation now up 3% year over year, well above the Fed's target of 2%. Where did we see a rise? Gas prices. Big problem here, up 4%, the highest contributor to inflation last month. Food, rent, airfare, furniture, all of those prices moved up last month.
ABC's Alexis Christophorus. Trade negotiations with Canada abruptly halted overnight. President Trump announcing that on social media. The president angry over an ad put out by the Ontario government using the words of Ronald Reagan, who was speaking out against tariffs in an address from 1987. This is ABC News.
Mad City. Biking through blizzards since forever. 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A dramatic hearing at the state capitol over investigations into teachers accused of misconduct.
We are asking the legislature
Wait a second here.
It all started with a story from the Cap Times last week, which said there were at least 200 investigations into Wisconsin teachers over a period of 5 years for grooming or sexual misconduct that were not made public. It detailed specific cases where school staff did not have their licenses revoked after accusations of inappropriate contact with students. State Superintendent Jill Underley wrote a letter demanding a correction, but also said the state needs to update its laws to make it easier for the DPI to investigate these cases. However, the DPI only has the ability to investigate public school teachers. Private school teachers are not required to be licensed in Wisconsin. The Assembly Committee on Government Operations, Accountability, and Transparency held a hearing Thursday asking for testimony from Underley. She chose not to come, which bristled members of the committee. Chair Amanda Nedweski.
Dr. Underley did not even call me. She did not send an email. She did not reach out in any way saying this date did not work for her.
In her place was Tom McCarthy, Deputy Superintendent of Operations. A huge part of this conversation was about grooming, a pattern of behavior that can look innocent. But the goal is to gain students' trust with that innocent-looking behavior in order to take advantage of that relationship. McCarthy and Nedweski.
We see cases where it is a clear boundary violation. Should not be texting that kid at that hour of the night, but they are texting that kid at that hour of the night about making sure they get to school. Is that grooming? Is that a standard that would trip grooming?
Does it fit the definition of immoral conduct?
I don't know.
This will not be the end of this story. We'll continue to follow developments. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
A Brewers promotion. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers held their end-of-season press conference. The team announcing GM Matt Arnold has been promoted to the team president of baseball operations. Arnold asked about the future of pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who was unable to perform in the postseason. He would only say a decision is coming in the offseason. Game one of the World Series is tonight in L.A., the Dodgers against the Blue Jays. Basketball, the NBA rocked by the arrest of former player and now head coach of the Trailblazers, Chauncey Billups, and 30 others allegedly involved in an illegal gambling operation. The FBI says it has ties to the mob. The Bucks are on the road tonight. They play the Raptors in Toronto. NFL, Packers and the Steelers Sunday night. I'll have coverage from Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers telling us he looks forward to returning to Green Bay.
You know, my football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay. So I got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
It is going to be mostly sunny today. Our high right around 52 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, back down to around freezing. We'll drop to about 32 for a low. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and just slightly warmer with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Happy Halloween for the Rational Revolution. We have a ghost hunter. Todd Michaels joins us to celebrate Halloween.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talk radio for people who mute their TVs. 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
You can just look back in his own history, back to 2020, after the election, when he claimed fraud, he claimed it had been stolen from him. And he and Michael Flynn discussed, and Michael Flynn very publicly talked about, maybe we should use troops and go in and seize the ballot boxes and count the votes. You don't think Donald Trump heard that and thought maybe that's a good idea? He is challenging the integrity of the next election by sending troops into our cities. That's what I believe this is about. It isn't about fighting crime. He said he's going after the worst of the worst. That is not what they're doing. They are literally going after black and brown people because of the color of their skin.
Well, go on, J.B. Pritzker. Yeah, absolutely. Chris, who said we are not living in a functional democracy any longer? It is not too late to save it, but it's just important to acknowledge we aren't on the precipice of losing our democracy. We are losing it every single day. We are not a functional nation with a rule of law any longer, and those toppled walls in the East Wing are a pretty stark reminder of that.
Mayor McCheese.
No, that was Heather Cox Richardson. Okay. Don't stop protesting until she says we're okay.
Okay, all right.
Because she's an early warning system. Who else is? I forget.
Frangela.
Oh, yes, exactly.
Well, black ladies in general, Frangela
specifically.
We're calling Frangela. Frangela. I think we got you now.
Look at that. Angela's in her Harris t-shirt, and we're back on stage with Governor J.B. Pritzker at the Chicago DNC Sexy Liberal, and everything was right with the world. And there he is, saying it's about stopping black and brown people from voting. Look at him ringing the bell, right?
Thank you. You know, it doesn't take a political scientist to have the eyes to see what's going on in this country. And we are underreacting.
Yes.
Yeah.
This country. I mean, even with 7 million people showing up for No Kings, we're still underreacting.
Yeah, I agree. I say it all the time. I mean, by the way, stuff like this. Aaron Rupar says, Hakeem Jeffries on a death threat made against him by a pardoned January 6th criminal. Not a single Republican has reached out to me since that incident occurred, and that's no surprise because they cannot defend the fact that Donald Trump pardoned hundreds of violent felons who brutally beat police officers. None of them have said anything, barely a ripple.
No, in fact, they will honor them. If he, right. They will give them an award. Watch.
Yeah.
Like, they don't, they absolutely, there is no Republican Party. There is a Trump Party. That's it.
Right. Do we have Hakeem Jeffries on the shutdown real quick? Yeah. Hold, please.
The majority of voters, and perhaps most importantly, a significant majority of independents are holding Republicans correctly responsible for shutting down the government because of their unwillingness to extend the Affordable Care Act tax credits.
Yeah, I mean, that's the good news, the polling, the No Kings rally. But can I just say to the violent threat thing, he also made a good point. He was on with Wolf Blitzer, and he said someone is going to get killed with this rhetoric about the shutdown even. Blitzer noted that Johnson accused Democrats of acting like terrorists and holding the government hostage. And Hakeem Jeffries said that type of language is reckless, it's irresponsible, and it's going to get someone killed. And, you know, he's
absolutely
just the latest death threat, right?
Mike Johnson is carrying the torch for Donald Trump, and it is beyond this. We're in a beyond dangerous situation.
Yeah,
that we're all in. November 1st, SNAP benefits. Do you know how many people are going to go hungry? Mm-hmm.
42 million, I believe.
How many children will be harmed? Mm-hmm. We are talking, in this government shutdown, we are talking about people's health premiums going up by $18,000. And in some states, up to $23,000. Yep. That's me. That's you.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And by the way, one more. Hakeem Jeffries, real quick. Let me... Yeah.
What we've seen from public polling all across the country, of course, is that when asked the question, who's more responsible for shutting down the government consistently, it's Trump and House Republicans. The reality is they control the House, the Senate, and the presidency. They've taken this my way or the highway approach since the very beginning of Donald Trump coming back into office. And of course, it's understandable that they are bearing the brunt of responsibility, and they've been unwilling to negotiate.
So, you know, he mentioned the polling, and we quoted Harry Enten said, Trump is doing absolutely awful in the minds of the American people. We're talking about new lows, minus 13 net approval on the economy. It's minus 19 in Quinnipiac. Trump is at his lowest point ever in either of his terms. He's not just beating himself with record lows. This is the lowest for any president ever at this point in either a presidency or a second term. I mean, he's talking about being mad that someone ranked him third behind, you know, Lincoln and... Washington or something. Every poll they've done, every historian ranked him dead last. I mean, and that is the reality, Francis, that you see in the streets at No Kings rally. That's the reality of 65% of Americans being against what is happening, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I was just going to say, but, you know, it's like and the fact that, by the way, Trump's DOJ arrested the guy that made the death threat against Hakeem Jeffries. You know how credible that had to have been. But it's like cause effect. Oh, yeah. When you call Democrats legislative terrorists, this is what happens, right?
Yeah, they don't care about popularity. They don't. That's why the military, it's just what Pritzker said, the military isn't just there to stop black people and brown people. It's going to stop everyone. They have no intention of having a free and fair election. And I really feel like the Democrats need to stop acting like the election is the thing that's going to save us. I think it's time for our representatives to go back to their constituents and get them in the streets.
Yeah.
And start organizing protests and start organizing strikes. Because the reality is we are not going to have a free and fair election in 2026. And we have got to get, we can't survive 4 years of this man.
Yeah.
We have got to get him out of there.
You know, Mark,
or in any way we can.
I read a quote earlier from Mark Elias is saying the same thing. I mean, Mark Elias rings the bell, Angela. You know, he's saying the same thing. That's why we have to fight fire with fire because, you know, in terms of Prop 50 out here and others, every state needs to do it, right? I mean, we need, because you're right, they're going to cheat. We need to get every leg up we can. Sorry, Francis. Go. Sorry.
No. They are cheating right now. The cheating, not going to cheat. The cheating is happening. It is here. We are in it. And trying to get our forces together for this unforeseen tomorrow.
Yeah.
While your rights are being taken away right now is not effective. It is not a solution. It is procrastination. It is putting it off. We are not addressing this issue whatsoever.
Yeah. I mean, you could tell that's why they were so freaked out by the No Kings, because we were saying, too, did you guys sign up? I didn't sign. There's nobody I know that signed up.
I didn't sign up.
7 million is only the amount of people that signed up. I think that's a way undercount. I mean, if you looked at the scenes of city after city, I mean, that is, you're right, a movement. That is a bunch of people, Francis, that are saying we can't take 4 years of this, right?
That's right. That's right. And we have to become even more vocal. And I'm so, you know, we talked about Erica Chenoweth's book on Something Ain't Right. Rachel Maddow talked about it. She talked about on Monday last week needing to have 3.5% of the population, that's 12 million people, out in the streets. If you didn't get out during No Kings, we need your body. We need your energy. Every time there's a call, you have to answer that call like it is the most important thing that is happening in this country, because it is. It is more important than your job. It's more important than going to church.
And, you know, Angela, we just had a call.
Because you ain't gonna have no church.
Yeah, we just had a caller from Iowa talk about all their rallies there. I'm sure you saw the rallies in Idaho. I mean, this whole, like, this latest one of him, you know, being vindictive to blue, what he thinks are blue states or cities, and, you know, helping. He wants to remind everyone he won North Dakota 3 times as he approved $3 million in disaster after tornadoes and devastating floods struck the state. Well, the problem is there's not all red people or all blue people in any state. And that's the problem with him being so incredibly vindictive about everything, is there are a lot of pissed off people in Idaho and Iowa, too. Right?
Everywhere. Everywhere, but they don't have anybody organizing them or telling them what to do. Like we've talked about before, the reason that Disney, that was effective,
right,
boycotting Disney, is because everybody knew exactly what to do. Go right. Get rid of your Disney. Get rid of your Disney Plus right now. But this is everywhere and everything, and it's really, I think, unclear to people outside of the occasional Saturday protest. And I think what we have to start doing is what they do in other countries. You know, in France, they always on strike. Yeah. Somebody is always on strike in France, okay? Like, there's something you're not going to be able to get done in France.
They don't
want to
work anyway. You've been there. You go for lunch, and they're like, we'll be back.
Yes, I love
it. I don't know.
We aren't serving lunch today. It's not enough. It is not in our spirit. So it's like, but we have to get our mindset around sustained action and coordinated action and things like today, no bus drivers are going to work.
Yeah.
Today, this is happening. Like, we need to show them that we are united and that this is not our government. And I believe our leadership is doing us a disservice by putting on their suits and sitting in their offices in D.C. Back here and get people out.
Yep. I believe there's actual signs on French, like restaurants and things, saying we have a general ennui today, so we won't be in. We are out looking for a je ne sais quoi. We'll be back.
You bored us.
But we
you
found ourselves in a cul-de-sac.
Our ennui is in a cul-de-sac.
Yes.
I mean, but, you know, to your point, Angela, I think Rachel Maddow was talking about this. You know, we had the big, huge women's march, you know, after the first Trump election. But this time she said it's all 50 states all the time, like every day. And in a way, that's great. But you're right. It's sort of more dispersed, right?
Yeah. And people, I just don't know what to do. And the thing is, we do have these systems set up. If every rep goes back to their district, because they're not in session, they're not going to be until they figure out a way to shred all those Epstein files. So, like, you got to, without anybody noticing, right? I would be checking all that debris from the White House East Wing demolition for files if I were there. Because, like, they're going to be smuggling that out.
Yes. And to your point, it feels a little like an ant farm, like an orange blob got dropped on an ant farm, and we're all like, we're not sure what
Seriously,
to do.
Stephanie?
We know something catastrophic has happened, but we're not sure what to do. Yeah.
Stephanie, you can't get an EDU put on your property.
Thank you.
Okay? Less known, tear off part of the White House, the people's house?
Yeah.
Where are the plans? When real architects, real designers look at those plans, you know what they say? A student who's been doing this for, can do this in 2 weeks. These are not real plants. They're not building a ballroom. I completely put on that tinfoil hat, believe that it's a bunker.
Yeah.
I believe that he's hiding that money. They're talking about that at this point, amount of money that he's raised, he would be spending over $3,000 per square foot.
Yeah.
For that ballroom. Yeah. Do you know how insane?
It's just his. I can do what
I
want.
It's insane.
And you always say every week, Frangela, this is just smash and grab. And this week was we're literally in the middle of a stick up. He's like, give me $230 million for my investigation.
Yes. And they will.
Right. And they will.
They're going to.
Yeah.
I know they are. And Frances said it before, and she's absolutely right. If anybody knows how to hide kickbacks and hide money in construction, it's Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not spending all this money on. This is money that's going directly to him.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And when I think about like people like McRapey Kavanaugh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
I think, is this what you meant when you talked about the unitary or unit, whatever?
All this speculation about whether they're going to take, Obergefell or whether they're going to overturn it. I thought, that's what it means to be a minority in America. If you don't understand, if you have to wait to see if someone's going to take your rights away or give you rights. Right. I mean, we're sitting here hanging in, our right to marry who we love is just hanging in the balance, like depending on how, Rapey or Amy Coney Island feels that day. Yeah. Right.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. As a woman, my right to choose has been taken away. As a black person, our rights to walk around freely in the city, and as a Latino, you think about it. Think about it. Rights you had 10 years ago ain't here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last year. Yeah. Last year rights you had.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. 21 minutes after the hour, we're off to a roaring Fridays with Frangela.
Yes.
This portion brought to you by now a warning, home title lock.
Oh.
Don't make me come over there. When's the last time you checked your title?
Beware of portable holes.
I know. I was like, right? I'm supposed to check my title?
Yeah,
no, they told me. I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
This is going to be on the test. I didn't know you had to know this. You do. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen up. Scammers are stealing home titles. Your equity's the target. They can forge your signature on just one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county. Just like that, your home, bam, transfer it out of your name on rocket skates. Gone. Bam. Boom. You can get you might not know until you get a foreclosure or a collection notice. OMG. WTF. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. I will get you a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That is HometitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
You are a brainwashed far-left loon who'll use any excuse to disparage those with whom you disagree.
Everybody, it's the sleep doctor, Dr. Greenberg. So excited to meet you. Why are you known as the sleep doctor?
I've treated over 10,000 patients for snoring and sleep apnea. It's my passion.
So tell us how Zipa is different from other, it's a mouthpiece, but it's so simple. Explain how it works.
The key that we have to look at is, why do you snore? If we think of how does somebody snore, people think it's their nose, their mouth, their tongue. Bottom line is, it's the tongue. So you've got things like the CPAP machine that blows air so powerful down the throat, it moves the tongue out of the way. It's not oxygen, it's air. It's like sticking your hand out a car window at 60 miles an hour. There are other mouthpieces in the market. They all just bring the lower jaw forward. Well, if you're standing up, that's great. But the minute you put your head back, nothing's keeping your tongue from falling back. What we have here is this strap. It's a silicone strap that we call a seatbelt for the tongue. Basically,
it opens up your airway,
airway, keeps
so
the
simple.
Tongue from falling back.
You've also started a campaign near and dear to my heart for breast cancer research with Zipa. So it's the pink one. So talk about that for a sec.
We've all been affected by somebody with breast cancer. It just hits all of us so deeply.
Yeah.
Why is this still such an issue? Why are we still all losing our friends? Or they're fighting for their lives with it. They're going through chemo, radiation, all these things. And it's something we need to just get rid of. We need to throw the money in there behind it and get cures.
Yep. And it basically moves your jaw forward, opens up your airway. Generally, in the first night, it stops snoring, which is just a miracle for a lot of people. Listen, go to Zepa.com and use the code PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Happy Zepa is happy Z spelled backwards, because what's not happy about the whole thing? Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for all you do, and thanks for Zepa.
Thank you, Stephanie. It's been great to be here.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the? Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto. Nice. Who's that? New social media manager, hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now. Wait, we're famous? Oh, well, I'm famous. Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
This is Chad Spate for Chad's Design Build. We're proud to employ some of the best carpenters and remodeling professionals in our industry. Are you honest and hardworking? Do you love to improve people's lives by improving their homes? Chad's Design Build offers excellent compensation and benefits focused on outstanding customer service, professional design, construction management, and craftsmanship, all in a nurturing, positive workplace. Whether you're thinking about remodeling your home or considering joining our team, go to chadsdesignbuild.com to learn more.
Did the average S&P 500 CEOs earn in less than 2 days what their typical worker earned in all of 2023? Yes. In 2023, the average S&P 500 CEO earned about $17 million, or about $46,849 per day, compared to under $64,000 per year for the average worker. Median figures were similar. CEOs made $16.3 million, while median workers earned about $81,000, equivalent to less than 2 days of CEO pay. High CEO compensation remains a stark contrast to the modest worker earnings across major U.S. companies. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Read more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Steffi.
They call me her. They call me
Stephanie Miller.
That's not my name.
Yeah.
That's not my name.
What?
That's not my name.
No.
That's
no.
Not my name.
What? Yeah.
They call me
Stephanie Miller Show. Filling the void in Ting Ting music.
Well, talk someone had to.
Since 19-odd. Whatever.
Four.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
I love the Ting Ting.
Thank you. Me too. Coming up Monday in the big show, we have Rude Pundit, Joyce Vance, and Kathy Griffin.
That's right.
Tuesday, Jody Hamilton, Charlie Pierce, Zerlina Maxwell.
That's right.
We are in the midst of an epic Fridays with Frangela, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you know, Frangela, I heard you talking about... Angela's had less than warm feelings about the FBI over the years. I don't know why, but I know this by Kash Patel talking about Trump's corruption will warm your cockles. Here we go.
The fraud is mind-boggling.
Yes,
it's
it really
not hundreds
is.
Of dollars. Yeah. It's not thousands of dollars.
It's true.
It's not tens of thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
It's not even millions of dollars. We're talking about tens of millions of
oh
dollars
God.
In fraud,
yes.
and theft, and
wow.
robbery.
Wow.
That's... Across a multi-year investigation.
Wow. Wow. Thank God he is finally going to bring Donald Trump to...
That's
oh,
not
I'm
what,
sorry.
That's
it's,
not what he was
it's
talking
black
about.
People in the NBA?
Yes.
Oh, what a surprise.
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yep.
You know what's
you know what? No, you can open that up, but you can't open the Epstein file.
Exactly.
Give me a break.
Thank you. I mean, and I'm sorry.
Well,
I just said, to me, it's also part of just, like, what Trump has done to this whole country. Everyone thinks they can be, like, a cheating, like, greedy cheater like he is. And that's how you win at any cost, right? Make money at any cost. Sorry, your thoughts.
Yeah, we're just an ATM to them. This is the whole nation.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've seen it in public behavior. Everyone thinks they can be, you know, as big a... as Trump is, and they can get away with it, right? I mean, the only people arrested at these unbelievably peaceful protests were maggots. 20 people trying to provoke violence, right? Hello.
Well, yeah, that's their point. That's
Hello,
that's the soup they're swimming in. And also, Those are the objectives that their leaders are telling them that they need to accomplish.
Yeah.
It's all about owning the libs.
Owning the libs, you know. It just,
that's right.
Yeah. 29 minutes after the hour, more Fridays with Frangela.
WNDX, the station your car presets warned you about. Madison, Wisconsin. Students, government, lakes, and 92.7 WNDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. John Nolan Drive has officially been under construction for two full work weeks now. Remember last week when we told you that at some point they'd have to close it overnight and you would get a heads up? Well, now they have to close it overnight and you're getting a heads up. Next week, the northbound lanes of John Nolan will close at 7 p.m. Crews will be installing storm sewers as part of the years-long construction project. That closure will be Monday night through Thursday night. And another road closure starts on Monday. Packers Avenue will be closed at the railroad tracks. The railroad company is replacing the crossing. There's a detour using North Sherman and Aberg Avenues. That project on Packers Avenue is expected to also take 4 days. The closure starts at 6 o'clock Monday morning, and city staff say it should be open again Thursday by 5 o'clock in the evening. Meanwhile, it's time for our weekly check of prices at the pump. Here's Melissa Kay.
Gas prices fell 6.7 cents over the last week for an average across the state of 261. This is over 28 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and more than 32 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Notably, the national average has fallen below $3 per gallon for the first time since 2020. Officials at GasBuddy say COVID was the primary driver of low prices at that time. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at GasBuddy, said OPEC Plus deserves much of the credit for the current trend of lower prices. They've steadily raised oil production for much of 2025. Barring any major disruptions, gas prices are likely to stay under $3 for much of the next few months.
The average for a gallon of regular here in Dane County is $2.89. To sign up for our new newsletter, Civic Media Today, just head to our website, WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 92.7 WMDX.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A sunny to mostly sunny sky on tap for our Friday afternoon. Lower 50s, a light northwest breeze. Clouds start to gather tonight, lows in the mid-30s. Saturday, a couple of showers in the morning, otherwise partly sunny, with highs in the mid-50s. Right now, it's 37.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Join me, Tom Hartman, each and every weekday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program right here on Civic Media. I talk about the issues that all Wisconsinites can get behind, from unrigging our economy so it works for all of us, not just the billionaire class, to improving our representative government, to delivering on the promise of we the people. Tune in middays right here on your local Civic Media station from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Tom Hartman Program. Tag, you're it.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I talk with new candidate for the Wisconsin governorship, Missy Hughes, former head of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and former executive with Organic Farms. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Housing, it's not an option. It's...
Instead of attacking the people at this table, maybe the media should go out there and talk to the lives that have been saved forever. and the communities that have been safeguarded, because it takes courage to do that. It takes courage to implement that plan, and it takes a president and President Trump to put a leadership team like this together.
That was Moore Cash Patel by request of Angela V. Shelton of the Detroit Sheltons, who said, please, I always loved the FBI so much. Could I hear some more Cash Patel this morning about how many cities he saved? As you know, L.A.
did
was...
not happen. That...
As you know, they saved L.A. As you know, we were almost completely decimated by that one burning Waymo. And so, hallelujah, we are saved. And also, oh, Trump said yesterday that Portland is burning to the ground as we speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Every day, it's like Groundhog Day, you know?
Yeah.
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 And there are people who are out here, honestly, who do believe that Portland is on fire, who believe that Letitia James had mortgage fraud, who believe that Adam Schiff is about to be indicted fairly. What they are saying is what people are literally carrying around as truth. There are people who believe this.
Yeah. Well, that's what he counts on. No matter what ridiculous thing he says, there's some, you know, segment of his base that'll believe it. What did we just play today that he said, I'm bringing inflation is down 900%? Just Google it. Yeah. Inflation is way up. You go to the grocery store, right? You can't, like, how do you spin what people are actually paying when they go to the grocery store, right?
I got groceries delivered yesterday, Stephanie. I was shocked at how little groceries were in the groceries.
That's it?
There's no groceries in the groceries anymore. The $100 worth of groceries is not, I don't know if you can live the way you used to live off $100 worth of groceries.
You can't even fit a $50,000 bribe for Tom Homan in a grocery bag.
Right.
No.
I mean,
No.
I mean,
not in a chicken sack. No.
Trump said this week he loved America's cattle ranchers, but those farmers who overwhelmingly supported him, I believe three times, didn't they vote three times?
Yeah.
So they aren't feeling the love right now. He's facing criticism from many U.S. cattle ranchers after signaling support for increasing low tariff beef imports from Argentina. The move comes just weeks after U.S. soybean farmers blasted a separate deal with Argentina. They feel fear will give South American producers a competitive edge. He is quadrupling the amount of Argentinian beef with low tariffs that can enter the U.S. I was just saying, Francis, there's not a wound he can't pour salt in, right?
No,
just making
it.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm with you. The farmers, when you are going to be sitting at the table in your apartment off of your farm eating Argentinian beef, feeding that to your family, remember me saying, this is them drinking your milkshake.
Yeah.
They're giving $40 billion to Argentina. Let me tell you, where did the Nazis go after World War II?
Argentina. Yeah. Somebody renamed it. Somebody renamed it Gulf of Argentina's Bitch.
Yes.
Yes.
You know what? If you don't tell me that this is not parking money for later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. We've temporarily lost Angela, but we're trying to get her back.
Yeah, she needs to go. She just call us back.
Yes, in case you're alarmed.
Yeah,
this one, Francis, Trump support among Hispanics has fallen by half since January. Like many non-MAGA voters, they voted for prices to come down and they were lied to. I mean, can I just say, I never got any of it. Latinos for Trump, Muslims for Trump, blacks for Trump. I'm trying not to insult people. But oh my God.
Well, it's for me, I'm just going to say it as I feel it. It was a white adjacency vote. If I vote for Trump, it puts me closer to white proximity.
Yeah.
For women, it puts them closer to the patriarchy. And for some reason, people have an idea that that's a sense of safety, that that's a sense of protection. And for me, that's a lie.
Yeah. Angela V. Shelton is here on her comeback tour. It's the Angela V. Shelton comeback tour. She's done more comebacks than the Wynettes. Which sisters am I thinking of? The Judds. The Judds. Okay,
the Wynettes?
She's back. I'm thinking of the Judds. They've done a lot of. Anyway, Angela V.
Wynette. You know the Wynettes.
We were just saying, we were talking about his Latino support has dropped by half, but I never got any of it. The, you know, blacks for Trump, Latinos for Trump,
yeah.
Muslims for, I'm like, he hates all of you. He's the most virulent racist we've ever had. How could you possibly? I women
you
for
know,
Trump.
Because you want to believe them. These are people that I like to call.
Go ahead, Angela.
These people are the shake at the bottom of the chip bag. You know what I'm saying? And we have, everybody has them. Everybody has shake. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like it dregs. Everybody's got them. South Africa's trying to unload a bunch of them here. Mm-hmm. You know, just dregs.
Yeah.
Just, yeah. They're loose. Normally we wouldn't listen to them. We call them crazy uncle, whatever.
Yeah.
So, but they, you know, Trump just puts them on front. The fact that there's Latino, I agree with you 100%. Latino support to drop is ridiculous. Yeah. Like, that's insane.
I who started this campaign with all Mexicans are rapists? I'm just like, hey. To your point earlier about elections, Angela, Steve Bannon said, well, he's going to get a third term. Trump is going to be president in 28, and people ought to just get accommodated with that. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're saying everything
since the beginning?
Out loud, right? I mean, a lot of people have been said it, but they're just saying it out loud, obviously.
And we keep thinking that there are these things that will protect us. And I'm going to tell you something. Look at the East Wing. Just there's these things. The only thing that will protect us is us.
Yeah. I mean, we were saying, what was it yesterday, Chris? Yesterday's outrage. Mm-hmm. Trump pardons billionaire crypto scammer who pumped up the Trump family's cryptocurrency company.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all the swamp, all the, you know, corruption in one headline. I don't even need to read you the story. You know exactly what he's pleaded guilty to all these charges, right?
Mm-hmm. Cause he guilty.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he and Howard Lutnick and their sons are reframing all this, all American
media
money around cryptocurrency. And if you sleeping on it, I'ma tell you, don't sleep too hard on it. Because meanwhile, while we're talking about the Epstein files, while we're talking about Argentina, they are getting money up, they are digging holes up under us and taking hordes of money out of this country.
I mean, and the small
out
ball
of our economy.
The small ball is the $230 million stick up, suing his own DOJ for perfectly legitimate, you know, investigations of him that he was guilty of, by the way, and should be in prison for now. But I know people are going to go, oh, a strongly worded letter, but I don't know what else we do. At least two House Democrats sent a letter to Trump warning him his effort to order the DOJ to pay him $230 million in taxpayer funds as compensation for its investigations is both unconstitutional and illegal. It's Friday. What else is new, right? But it's Jamie Raskin, Robert Garcia. It's obviously, it feels almost quaint, doesn't it, to mention the Emoluments Clause? But anyway, but they just lay out the reasons it's illegal and unconstitutional, right? I mean, but I don't know what else we do about it right now. Because like you said, Angela, they're going to give it to him. What do you think? Pam Bondi's going to go, no? She'll be like, here you go, sir. Right? No. Yeah.
Well, this is my thing. I'm asking this as an actual question. Why don't we ever, is it just a quorum or something that we don't question Supreme Court justices? Like that people, reporters aren't hounding them about things? Like, is that just some sort of procedure thing? Or is that, because it feels to me like these people think they can operate their shadow docket, you know, and just do whatever they want and there's no repercussions. And I feel like, you know, the sort of traditional methods of voicing these issues are clearly inadequate.
Yeah.
And we have to put pressure on everybody who is capitulating and making this stealing possible.
Hey, you know, there's so many components of it. For Angela, this headline just makes me crazy because you know how much we talk about both. This is, to me, where the media has gotten us with their both sides do it coverage, right? 85% of Americans say political violence is growing, but Democrats and Republicans both blame the other side. 77% of Republicans consider left-wing violence to be the major problem, but right-wing violence to only be a minor problem or not a problem at all. Well, 76% of Democrats consider right-wing right-wing violence to be a major problem, because that's based on facts,
yeah.
including the Republican head of the FBI saying the vast, huge majority of our violence is right-wing white supremacist violence. I mean, again, it gets exhausting to have to list all the incidents to go. There is in no way a comparison.
No, but I also think, do we need the comparison to stop it? Like, I don't understand. Like, I'm like, so January 6th, let's start there. Should they be pardoned or should they be in jail? Let's just go through. And every time you find violence and you think you want to link it to some sort of left wing organization or ideology, okay. But, like, address the violence, no matter who it's coming from.
Right.
Like, that's...
Right.
It's crazy.
And I love this one. Kyle Griffin says Jack Smith is requesting that Congress and the Justice Department let him testify in public. He says he wants to testify in open hearings because of the many mischaracterizations around his investigations. Well, they're not going to let him do that because all of the facts and evidence are overwhelming. Overwhelmingly, legal experts say Trump would have been convicted on both of these had he not. I mean, he ran for president to stay out of prison, right? Period. They're not going to let Jack Smith testify. They just want to, you know, put a cloud over him like everybody else, like Letitia James today.
You know, Jack Smith doesn't have to wait to testify, though. Like, he could just hold a press conference,
right.
Like, and just tell us.
Right.
Like, this is what I mean. I mean, it's time to start thinking about how we do things differently. Like, get sworn in. If you're concerned that people won't think you're sworn in, get sworn in. Go into a courtroom, get a judge to swear you in, and just testify.
Yeah.
I don't, like, start thinking about how, don't wait to be asked the question.
Somebody,
like, all these people who have quit or been furloughed or fired.
Virginia Giuffre, you know, her ghostwriter apparently said, like, she has the list. Like, and people are like, leak it. Release it. You know,
yes.
I mean,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Release it.
What?
Do it.
Stephanie.
Like,
Yeah, go ahead,
yes.
Francis.
I was just going to say, we're here because Americans refuse to have conversations, hard conversations, with their family members across a dinner table, across the country, across a phone line. And here's the thing. We are now about to have hard conversations in the streets. Cry now or cry later. I'm going to tell you, all of this is going to become increasingly more difficult to handle if we don't handle it now.
Well, you know, I was mentioning earlier, Charlemagne the God, I think, went on Nicole Wallace's podcast, and he was mad that MSNBC accused him of doing MAGA talking points before the election. I'm sorry, he was. And I guess his point was, well, he didn't feel like people were listening to the voters. I'm out here talking to the voters, and they're concerned about the economy and, you know, the border. And the problem is, everything he said, Frangela, was based on a MAGA lie, that the brown people are taking your stuff. You know, they're getting all your... And it's like, well, okay, you can say voters are...
It's black people to hate brown people.
Right. I mean, you can say voters are concerned about this, but then tell those voters, you're wrong. This is based on a lie, on a MAGA lie, right? I mean, that's what was the frustrating part about this last election.
Yeah. When we don't hold each other accountable. Yep.
Yeah. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, when we don't hold each other accountable, I think we're going to hold our leadership accountable. When you can't say to somebody that you're related to, what you're saying is racist, what you're saying is wrong, what you're saying is untrue. And hold them accountable for that. And by holding accountable, I mean, maybe we don't sit across the dinner table from them anymore. These people have been allowed to operate as if they've done nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And they have.
Yeah.
Oh. So now, we need to start holding each other accountable. And I do think we really need to...
Yeah, I mean, I've heard it said a bunch of ways, but it's like, it's not about left and right anymore. It's about right and wrong. You know, it's about basic human decency.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes. Really quickly, my kid went to a party with a person who was a friend. They were playing a game called Murder the Villager, one of those things. And my daughter dies in the game. And the guy goes, yeah, Abby got lynched.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
And she's the only black person there.
Yikes.
Oh, and Abby goes, hey, not cool. Now, the person who said it was Latino, and they're friends.
Wow.
Who then turned to my daughter and said, you've made this uncomfortable. I need you to leave.
Oh, my God.
This blows up. Yes. This blows up in their friend group.
But nobody stops it. None of the other people stand up, say anything. None of them.
Wow.
But it becomes a conversation that tears the friend group apart. Because some people thought that Abby should have rolled with it. Some people thought that it was incredibly, horrific that this guy said this. But nobody said anything at the time. See, we can all have conversations back and forth.
These are college
students. Who are you in the moment?
Look at these quote-unquote young Republicans, not-so-young Republicans, Nazi chats, or this, what's his name, Paul Ingrassio. Mm-hmm. I'll have a Nazi streak. And just these chats back and forth with all the racist, sexist, anti-Semitic, when did it become okay to talk like that? And you're only mad you got caught, right?
Exactly. This is what I'm saying is, and this is if we don't confront it, it will live and it will have a life of its own.
Yep. All right. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Got to bring the temperature. Well, I mean, global warming, whatever. But my point is, temperature regulation. Everything is made from viscose from bamboo. Who knew?
Yeah.
Who knew? Pandas, right? Or no, koalas. Koalas, obviously they're smart.
Pandas have bamboo.
Right.
Yeah, koalas are in eucalyptus trees.
That's right. Okay, my pajamas are not made of eucalyptus.
No.
You know what? Because that would keep me up all night.
Yes, it would.
That's invigorating.
The smell would,
that was totally wrong. My point is, I love my Cozy Earth pajamas and sheets. It's all made from viscose, from bamboo, which is, I don't know what it is, but it's insanely soft, stretchy, lightweight, temperature regulating. The bubble cuddle blanket. Oh, my God. It's 'tis the season. I'm telling you, it is a plush textured faux fur, stunning, nap-inducing. I love it. 100-night sleep trial. Right now, 10-year warranty on blankets, lifetime guarantee on apparel. What do you got to lose for all this luxury? CozyEarth.com. Type in the code Stephanie at checkout. Up to 40% off your new favorite PJs and blankies. CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Oh, don't worry, sweetie. I think I know how to whip up an audience just short of a frenzy.
Well, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. It's scary, but true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people our age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger. Here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Use the collagen I use and love. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. One more time, go get my collagen, GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works. Computers that work for you.
Allure Intimate Apparel redefines what it means to feel confident, celebrating every woman, every shape, and every size. Their expert bra fit specialists offer a refined, pressure-free experience designed for comfort, beauty, and ease. Bra, sleepwear, swim, and lingerie, Allure has it all. With a personalized touch and a commitment to service, Allure helps you feel supported every single day. Visit Allure's new location in the Hilldale Shopping Center, where bra fittings are their focus. Visit AllureFits.com. That's AllureFits.com.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
If you love animals and want to help in Dane County, shop, donate, or volunteer at one of Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. They sell gently used and new clothes, home goods, toys, furniture, and more. All proceeds support the comfort and care of animals in need. Dane County Humane Society Thrift Stores. Shop Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift to learn more.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Governor J.B. Pritzker yesterday.
All you have to do is go online and look at some of the videos. Just to be clear, because I think many people that are listening maybe haven't seen that.
You don't
before.
Think you're painting with a broad brush of all the ICE agents that are doing their job.
No, we're saying that if you're an ICE agent and you do these things, we think you ought to be held accountable. And yet no one in Washington, no one above them, no supervisor, no inspector general is holding anybody accountable. There literally haven't been any suspensions or firings for the terrible things that they've done. Literally grabbing people, tackling them when they're U.S. citizens and have done zero.
Yeah. I mean, this sums up, the whole headline sums up how ridiculous this is. ACLU sues on behalf of D.C. man handcuffed for playing Darth Vader theme to National Guard troops.
Yep.
I mean, he was playing the Imperial March on his phone.
Which is kind of funny.
I mean, this is the thing about them saying the cities are burning to the ground and they're war-torn and blah, and, you know, it's unicorns dancing to bubbles. You know, I mean, that was the whole point of doing the inflatables and all that, right, is to show how ridiculous this is.
And when you see them,
yeah, that's where when I
arresting
went down to,
phallic symbols.
Oh, yeah, the inflatable penis, the handcuffed is my favorite visual. You never thought you'd see that, did you, Francis?
No, not never. And, you know, and that down at City Hall Saturday, there's nothing but inflatables and churros and ice cream and people being kind to each other and making signs.
Yeah.
Do not let them define our movement.
Yeah.
And define our narrative.
Yeah. Well, that's what makes them crazier, that it's so joyful and peaceful. They can't, no matter how they try to spin it, they can't spin these, you know, especially today with TikToks and video coverage and television coverage. You can see it. They can try to say it was small and out of the mainstream, but clearly it's not. So, all right, you know how else you fight back?
No.
You get the final
and
word.
And let them look as foolish as they are.
Yes, exactly. Final word, idiot of the week. SexyLiberal.com. We love you, Frangela.
We love you.
We love you.
WMDX, helping to keep Madison weird.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Chris Mays of Clearly Confused Entertainment, and it's a bar band Friday night featuring Terry Barr's Max Inc. radio co-host, Rocker. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Fall is in the air, and there's no better place to enjoy it than at Sugar River Pizza in Sun Prairie. Cozy up inside for some spirits, 48 beers on tap, and THC drinks. Choose from a wide selection of their warm pastas, 12-hour smoked pulled pork, and of course, their pizzas. Voted best of Madison, Sugar River Pizza is known for great food, great drinks, and a warm, welcoming atmosphere. Located on Cabela Drive in Sun Prairie, they also offer catering. Sugar River Pizza, where fall feels like home.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New York Attorney General Letitia James, who brought fraud charges against President Trump following his first administration, has pleaded not guilty in Virginia to one count of bank fraud herself and one count of making false statements to a financial institution. Another deadly U.S. strike on a boat, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says, was carrying suspected drug traffickers. The escalation leading to a lot of questions, says ABC senior national policy reporter Ann Flaherty.
Everybody is wondering if there's going to be an incursion in Venezuela or, you know, on land, as President Trump has threatened repeatedly. What we are seeing with this latest strike, that it still is in international waters. So for now, there is no escalation. It's more of the same of what we've seen since September 2nd.
10 strikes in all, more than 45 people killed. Today's inflation report shows consumer prices were up 3% year over year. Groceries, rent, gas, airfare, all costing more. This is ABC News.